I'm the stroke care coordinator for the Peel and Mee High area. I work out of Tamworth, and this is northwest New South Wales, up to the Queensland border. So Tamworth is our main acute site, and then we have what we call spoke sites, which are smaller towns. And there's about 13 of those that I cover. But the people that are in between in that more rural, remote area and the Aboriginal communities of Gambilaroi, Gamilaroi Aboriginal community, I also provide services, information and education to their communities as well.
Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people are between 2 to 3 more times likely to have a stroke. What's the main message that you're trying to get out there?
When I went out to the communities and I was talking about why it's important to get to hospital quickly, if you have signs and symptoms of a stroke, like a droop in the face or weakness in your arms and legs or problems with your sight, if people think you might be having a stroke or a heart attack, it's important to get to hospital quickly. But as it was pointed out to me, sometimes that's not easy in the more rural, remote areas. Sometimes people have to wait a long time for an ambulance. But the most important thing is to call 000 to get somebody on the line so that you have support. Get into hospital quickly. There's lots of things people can do for you. So it's that tight time frame, that first 3 days, that reduces the size of the stroke. And that might mean the difference between somebody being able to walk and talk again or, you know, ending up very disabled. So we talked through that, and the community, one of the elders said, if I'd have known about my signs and symptoms of stroke, and if I'd have been more forceful when I went to the doctor and said, I think I'm having a stroke, you know, I've got this, and she felt that she would have received a better quality of care and better outcome.
I've heard stories myself of people going to the doctors and sort of being dismissed, even maybe because they didn't know this, if they were armed with the information themselves. Well, but shouldn't the doctor be also aware of what's going on, the
GP?
Very
true. So everybody should be treated like a stroke, even if medical clinicians think otherwise. We should look and think, it's a stroke, and if it's not, well, that's okay. The thing is, when people turn up to hospitals or to the doctors and you don't understand the medical terminology or you don't have that voice or the confidence to speak up and you're turned away or, you know, you don't have that voice to say, I am worried, I think there's something wrong. So we talked about that a lot in the community, and it was a group of stroke survivors and also Aboriginal elders, and they said, we need to make a difference here. We need to give our people the information about what is a stroke, what is a transischemic attack, what is a mini stroke, and so that they have that voice to be able to have a conversation with the medical staff, but also just to that information that they embedded within their community has given the community the confidence to access medical care and have a conversation. So take ownership of what's happening to them and to their body, and to be able to say, oh, no, I don't think that's right. You know, can I have this treatment, or do you think I need to be followed up further at the major centre, like in Tamworth? So it's been good. It started lots of conversations, and from that, the community wrote their own book. So they realised that we needed medical terminology, but alongside their stories and their analogies of the river. So they used the river to describe what a stroke is. So the river they described like the blood running through the body, and when it becomes blocked, it's like a dam blocking up and nothing gets past that. When no water gets past that point, well, everything downstream dies. So that's how they related a stroke. If no blood gets past that point in the brain, well, then the cells in the brain die, and that's when you have a stroke. So they've used that analogy, but with that, they've also, in the information, in their digital stories and in the booklet, have embedded medical terminology so that their people at least have heard those words before, have an understanding, and just gives them a voice to be able to speak up about what they feel they need.
I mean, it is so important because when you're in a hospital or something like that and you have a person that's meant to be an expert and they say, no, you're okay, maybe they're busy, I don't know, under-resourced, it sometimes can be hard to speak up because maybe they just walk away. What are you supposed to do, you know, in that situation?
Well, that actually happened to one of our elders, who was the main reason why the book was written, because she went to the doctor. By the time she got there, her symptoms had resolved, but she told him, I had a weak arm and my voice was slurred. And he said, oh, I think you've had a TIA, just go home and rest. And her relative found her sitting on the side of the, like on some steps because she wasn't well. And her symptoms had started to come back. And she said, if I'd have had the information and that knowledge, I could have said to him, I want to get to the hospital. She said, but then again, I would have just called 000 if I knew what I knew now. She also said, I don't know what I don't know. And if I don't know it, how can I have that conversation? So that's why that was the beginning of the book and the digital stories that went across the whole of the community. So within that community, there's lots of little towns and villages, and there's also the Tamalai Mission. Everybody unanimously agreed that it needed to be localised, and using the local people, the local knowledge, and engaging with me as a stroke care coordinator to make sure that they had the support and the information to go alongside their stories so they could embed that and impart that to their people.
You're listening to Living Black Radio, and I'm speaking with Rachel Peak, who is a stroke care coordinator from Hunter New England Health. That sounds like a great initiative. It may be something that needs to be spread out across the country.
The main message was it's got to be our stories, because there was a beautiful book. It's a stunning book from up near Townsville, and it's a great book with good information, very visually attractive. But as the inland people from this area said, it's coastal, it needs to be our stories. So that's why I think this book is a really, really good template that people can use to make resources in their local area so they can develop, depending on whatever Aboriginal community you come from, localised stories from people within their communities. Part of the beauty of this book is for every person they know in that book, they're connected to many, many others. The pride that people have had putting it together, and the beautiful children that have done the artwork. So the children did artwork, so that educated the children about what is a stroke. So then they painted what they thought a stroke was. There's photos of many people from within the community. So it's that sense of pride and ownership, and therefore that willingness to share with each other.
The main message again for today is if you have any symptom.
Yes, it's 000. It's most important that you get help as soon as possible and get to the hospital, even if the symptoms go. So sometimes that happens. You get your first lot of symptoms and then you recover. It's still important to get to hospital as soon as possible because you're at high risk of having a big stroke. The sooner you get to hospital, the more we can do for you.
And what are the symptoms again?
Fast. So if you think about fast, so face, a droop in the face, one side becomes more flack than the other, slurred speech, weakness in arms or legs, unsteady gait or way you walk. Sometimes it's eyesight, but if you're worried at all, 000. And if it doesn't turn out to be a stroke, it still needs investigating.